Imagine walking into a meeting where arguments fly, emotions run high, and progress stalls. Now picture that same meeting transformed, participants seamlessly exploring facts, expressing feelings, evaluating risks, finding benefits, generating creative solutions, and organizing the process without conflict. This transformation isn't fantasy, but reality through Edward de Bono's Six Thinking Hats method. This approach has cut meeting times by 75% at IBM and helped solve a $100,000 per day oil rig problem in just 12 minutes. From corporations like Microsoft to preschool classrooms, this method represents the first fundamental change to human thinking in over 2,300 years, challenging the argumentative Western thinking tradition established by Socrates, Plato, and Aristotle. Our brains struggle when trying to be creative, analytical, factual, and emotional simultaneously. Research shows that attempting to juggle multiple thinking modes can reduce our effectiveness in each by up to 40%. The Western thinking tradition focuses primarily on argument, critique, and what is rather than what could be. While this tradition has served scientific advancement and logical reasoning well, it neglects the constructive, creative aspects of thinking that design ways forward. Many cultures, particularly in Asia, find argument aggressive and non-constructive, which explains their ready adoption of parallel thinking through the Six Hats method. Instead of four people arguing about which side of a house represents the correct view, parallel thinking has them all walk together to each side, examining the same perspective simultaneously. The white hat represents neutral, objective information, facts and figures without emotion. It focuses on what we know and need to know, dividing information into checked facts, verified, and believed facts, unconfirmed but likely. Unlike Western meetings where participants arrive with preset opinions, white hat thinking follows the Japanese approach of sharing neutral information first. For example, rather than "our marketing campaign was unsuccessful," it states "the campaign generated 100 leads versus our 250 target, with 2% conversion versus 5% projected." The red hat validates emotions and intuition in decision-making, recognizing them as core influences rather than peripheral factors. It permits expression without justification. "I just don't feel right about this deal," or "my gut says this will end badly." While analysis reveals possibilities, emotions and values guide our choices. When faced with equally viable options, decisions often rest on emotional factors like risk tolerance or personal values. Emotions color our perception, trigger responses, and guide future choices. The black hat represents caution and careful assessment, the most vital thinking hat for survival. It helps identify dangers, avoid mistakes, and enables critique of both content and process by spotting errors, questioning evidence, and examining conclusions. This hat leverages the brain's natural ability to flag inconsistencies with expectations. In business contexts, black hat thinking surfaces potential market risks, resource limitations, and compliance issues that enthusiasm might obscure. Effective approach is framing concerns as "I see a danger that" statements, highlighting specific risks constructively. This proves invaluable in high-stakes fields like engineering and medicine, where identifying potential failures is crucial. However, overuse can be problematic. Criticism is easier than construction, and the tendency to focus on minor flaws rather than major strengths can derail productive discussions. The Six Hats method addresses this by allocating specific times for critical thinking. This prevents black hat thinking from dominating conversations while ensuring caution maintains its proper role in balanced decision making. The yellow hat represents optimism, a deliberate search for benefits, value, and feasibility. Unlike the black hat's natural criticism, the yellow hat requires conscious effort. Our brains evolved to detect dangers, but lack an automatic mechanism for spotting opportunities. We must actively develop value sensitivity to balance our innate bias toward criticism. the yellow hat dedicates time to seeking value, often revealing worth in unexpected places. Unlike emotional enthusiasm, yellow hat thinking is deliberate and structured, a methodical search for benefits that may not be obvious. This mirrors how successful entrepreneurs identify opportunities others miss. Yellow hat thinking ranges from optimism to logical practicality. While blind optimism often fails, reasoned expectation of success tends to create it. Even improbable ideas deserve consideration, as many breakthrough innovations once seemed unlikely. The constructive element involves generating ideas and developing concrete proposals, including improving existing concepts by addressing black hat critiques. Success requires not cleverness, but commitment to positive change. The green hat represents energy, growth, and creativity. It designates specific time for everyone to generate new ideas and improve existing concepts, not just those considered naturally creative. While normal thinking compares ideas to established patterns, green hat thinking emphasizes movement. Instead of merely suspending judgment, it actively explores where ideas might lead rather than how they match past experience. To break established thinking patterns, the author introduces PO, provocative operation, as a signal that an idea should be explored for its potential rather than judged. Like a white flag, PO protects ideas from immediate criticism. Unlike mathematical problems with single solutions, real-life challenges benefit from multiple approaches. Many thinkers stop at their first viable solution, but seeking alternatives is essential to creative thinking. The creative pause, deliberately stopping to consider alternatives even when things are going well, helps overcome our tendency to move forward without exploring other possibilities. The blue hat represents thinking about thinking, like the sky providing overview. It acts as a conductor, managing the thinking process by defining the situation, establishing purpose, and maintaining discipline throughout. Most thinking is haphazard, with mixed ideas, judgments, and emotions creating a thinking stew. Blue hat thinking brings control by guiding focus, defining problems, and setting clear thinking tasks. Like a choreographer, the blue hat thinker creates contextual programs. A typical sequence might start with red hat emotions, move through white hat information and yellow hat proposals, explore green hat concepts, assess using yellow and black hats, and end with implementation strategy. Using the six hats method, conclusions often become self-evident. By the final blue hat stage, the path forward is clear to all participants, like following a roadmap instead of vague directions. The six thinking hats method transforms complex problem solving through structured thinking. Like a conductor leading an orchestra, it separates different modes of thought, emotions from logic, creativity from information, creating harmony instead of chaos. The six hats represent distinct thinking directions: white, facts; red, emotions; black, caution; yellow, benefits; green, creativity; and blue, process. Each hat gives permission to think in a specific way without judgment, like costumes helping actors embody different roles. Choose the hat that matches your challenge. Need information? Use white. Facing resistance? Try red to surface concerns. Seeking solutions? Green promotes creativity. Evaluating options? Alternate between yellow and black. This method doesn't change what we think about, it transforms how we think. By focusing on one thinking mode at a time, we convert scattered thoughts into clear, actionable insights. In our complex world, this framework stands as an invaluable thinking tool.